What is the keto flu?
Welcome to the Our Ketogenic Life podcast, where we bring you the scientific and daily application of living the ketogenic lifestyle. We have helped hundreds reach their weight loss and health goals, but this is far more than that. We want to help you create real life change so that you can live the life God created you for. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin and Danae Davis.
Welcome to podcast number 5 of the Our Ketogenic Life podcast. We are here today to talk about...
What is the keto flu?
The keto flu. I'm sure if you have even thought about doing the ketogenic lifestyle, someone has mentioned it or you've read something about the keto flu.
Yes.
Well, first of all, it is not the flu.
Not an actual flu.
No.
It's not a virus.
It just feels like the flu.
Right.
You know, you'll have the muscle aches, fatigue, dizziness, and we'll go over some of the symptoms in just a second. But what I want you to understand is when you do have the keto flu, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
Because what it is it's showing that your body is switching from being a sugar burner to being a fat burner.
Mm-hmm. Good things.
Yes. So you have to go through this keto flu because your body is changing the way that it is getting its energy.
Mm-hmm. Is it, I'm just asking this, is it like detoxing from?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I think of it more of like breaking an addiction.
Okay. Right.
Now, not everybody goes through the keto flu. Mm-hmm. I have probably more than half, maybe half or so go through it, half don't. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily. Some people have a lot of symptoms. Some people have minimal symptoms. Mm-hmm. Some people have symptoms for a day or two. Some people have symptoms for 4 or 5 days. Mm-hmm. And so it's different for everybody. Mm-hmm. We have a membership that you can go through. And in the first 2 weeks, we send you emails. And usually what I find is keto flu will usually happen day 2 to 4. Mm-hmm. And that's when we send out a video to explain this to people as well, too, when they're going through our membership program.
Mm-hmm. I know so many people will say, I tried that keto thing and it made me feel terrible. I'm like, yeah. Okay, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Yes. You know, just get past that.
What I look at it is it's a sign of some metabolic changes occurring in your body. Mm-hmm. And one thing that a lot of people don't understand, too, is when you eat a lot of carbs, you have a lot of fluid retention. Mm-hmm. And with the keto flu, one of the main contributing causes is you have fluid loss. Mm-hmm. So when you think of this, when you eat carbs, water follows carbs. When you eat carbs, you retain fluids. Mm-hmm. When you start decreasing your carbs, you lose fluids. Mm-hmm. And when you lose fluids, not only do you lose the water, you'll also lose electrolytes. Right. And minerals. Mm-hmm. Like potassium,
magnesium,
mm-hmm. Sodium. So a lot of times what I have people do is, you know, make sure that they are eating extra salt, putting extra salt in their food, mm-hmm. Making sure that they're drinking fluids. Mm-hmm. And usually with the magnesium and potassium, if you're eating the right kind of foods that we kind of recommend as far as like the greens, things like that, you're going to get the magnesium and potassium.
Right.
There are electrolyte supplements that you can take. Mm-hmm. There's a powdered form that has all this in there. Some people, you know, do well with that. So it's not a problem that if that's what you have to do, especially to get you through this first few days to get to the stage of being a fat burner. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that also is when you, and we're going to talk about this for Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. if you do go off a keto later on, and for a Thanksgiving meal, Christmas meal, birthday, or something like that, and you eat a lot of carbs, you'll notice on the scales that the next day you'll gain 4 or 5 pounds. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously you didn't gain 4 or 5 pounds of fat. That's usually fluids.
Right.
So when we talk about what to do about after Thanksgiving, if you did break over a little bit later, mm-hmm. Think about, you know, if you did get on the scales and you did gain some weight, most of the time that is just fluid. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about some ways to get back started, you know, that fluid will go down and your weight will go down as well, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With being If you are going through a keto flu, it's also a sign that you're not fat adapted. Mm-hmm. Now, what I mean by fat adapted is that your body is used to burning fat as fuel. Mm-hmm. When you first start, your body's not used to burning fat as fuel. It's burning sugar. Mm-hmm. Later on, again, when we talk about, post-Thanksgiving, if you've kind of failed and you didn't do what you're supposed to do, then what's going to happen is you're going to be able possibly to go through the keto flu again. Mm-hmm. And if you do go through the keto flu again, it's just going to be short term, but it's showing that you are going to be metabolically flexible, mm-hmm. meaning that you can switch to being burning sugar to burning fat in a quicker fashion. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the advantages long-term of keto is when it becomes a lifestyle, is that you're able to switch back and forth to being a sugar burner to being a fat burner much quicker, mm-hmm. and you'll have a whole lot less symptoms. Mm-hmm. I've had some patients that's come in with keto flu, and I've told them the first week, I usually see them back in a week or so, or talk to them in a week, and a lot of times I tell them, you may have this keto flu. Mm-hmm. If you don't get some extra fluid in you, put some salt either in a glass of water or mm-hmm. salt your food, then what's going to happen is you're going to feel bad.
Yeah.
I've had so many people come back in and they'll say, I just can't do this. I feel bad.
Right.
But the problem is they weren't doing what we recommended.
To help take care of it, to alleviate the symptoms. Yeah.
So if you know that this is coming, then it's a lot easier to take care of the problem before it happens than to wait until you start having symptoms and then use something like this to derail you from getting to your goals. Now, some of the signs and symptoms that you can have from this is nausea, sometimes vomiting, but mostly just nausea. What I find is most people feel weak and irritable. A lot of people, if they stand up, they may get a little bit dizzy, and it's just a sign of dehydration that you just need to increase your fluids. You may have some sleep problems, not be able to concentrate. This is when really some cravings for sugar will come in.
Yeah.
Because when you mentioned about detox, it's more of withdrawal symptoms from sugar. Mm-hmm. Let's just pretend you're 40 years old and you've been eating a standard American diet for, 35 of those 40 years.
Right.
And you go in and then you take away all that sugar all at one time. Well, your body's saying, hey, what's happening here? I need energy.
Right.
So your body's kind of withdrawing from that. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to treat it by eating a little bit of sugar.
Right, no.
Because it's just going to prolong things. Mm-hmm. You just understand it's only going to last for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. You'll feel better. You'll get through it. And then by the 2-week period, you're going to feel so much better, have so much energy.
Mm-hmm. And that's usually a lot of times people will say, that's when usually to start off with people are wanting the fat bombs and the, which we'll discuss at another time, but things like fat bombs and something sweet. Those like, okay, I just have to have something sweet. I just need a little something sweet. Usually that's that first little bit when you still have those cravings, you haven't completely gotten rid of those yet. Cause usually after, I don't know, everybody's different, but what do you think? A month on keto, a lot of times those are, if you've really been strict.
As far as having the cravings.
The cravings for sugar. Yeah. That'll go away when you're more satisfied with the fat.
Right. So as long as you can keep, understand that, you're going to go through some withdrawals, you're going to have that. And if you use the fat bombs and mm-hmm. you do different things to help get you through that, that's no problem.
Right.
We did it ourselves, but right now we've probably not made fat bombs in over a year.
Right.
Just because the desires aren't there. Right. We don't really need it.
Yeah.
So, with this right here, the way you're going to treat the keto flu is obviously what we just talked about. You're going to increase your water, increase your electrolytes and your salt, sleep. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel tired. It's okay if you get an extra hour of sleep. Mm-hmm. Listen to your body. Mm-hmm. Your body is speaking to you. It doesn't have the energy that it usually does because it's making that switch. Mm-hmm. So getting that extra sleep. Increase your fats.
Yeah.
Eat more keto carbs. Mm-hmm. Don't go and eat some potato chips or some pretzels or some ice cream or something like that. But, at this time when you're first getting started, if you've mm-hmm. been used to eating 200 or 300 grams of carbs per day, mm-hmm. and we're taking you down to 20, And let's say you eat some more carbs that come from vegetables, mm-hmm. and you eat 40, 50, 60 grams, mm-hmm. you're still going to be okay. Mm-hmm.
Some broccoli with some cream cheese, yes. or some cucumber slices with cream cheese. I mean, that is a good one that yeah. gets that fat plus the carbs. So
A couple things that we didn't do, but this is some of the things you can do if you need to get through this, is exogenous ketones. Mm-hmm. We don't really use those.
No.
There's only certain places where we use these. And one of the places that you can do this, and what this is, it's just ketones is in a commercial powder that you mix with water. Mm-hmm. And it kind of gives you some instant energy. It does not put you in ketosis, but it gives you some ketones for energy. Mm-hmm. So during this first week, if you need it, if you need to have some other energy, we didn't do this, but you can right. do this.
And I'd be really careful with that because everything's labeled ketones and keto, exogenous ketones, those kind of things. I'd be careful because some have added sugars that really don't need to be there. So I just really...
It's still a processed
food. Do your research.
Foods.
Yes, yeah. Do your research on it, really, and not... just take anything just because it says ketones on it.
Right. But, and there's yeah. different types, and maybe we can do a session on that later on.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you need to have that, that's one place I would use those. Again, it's not going to put you in ketosis. It's kind of like a bridge, mm-hmm. like the things we talked about.
MCT oil.
MCT oil
some,
helps.
In your coffee.
Yes.
If anybody likes the bulletproof coffee with, I don't care. I mean, I drink my coffee black, but, and Kevin doesn't drink coffee. He tried. But
didn't you know,
like
out.
Putting some MCT oil in your coffee with, or some butter, or a little bit of heavy cream. Mm-hmm. But I would really be, I would ask people just to be careful on the heavy cream because 2 tablespoons of heavy cream have 2 carbs. So do you really want? I mean, I think sometimes people think, oh, eat all the heavy cream you want, drink all the heavy cream, but you really have to be careful because there's 2 carbs. Do you really want to use your carbs that way?
Right.
And usually people put more than 2 tablespoons.
Right.
They usually just pour. They don't even pay attention to. So I would be very careful on that because you're going to end up getting carbs where you don't realize you're getting them.
Right.
So
yeah, you always have to watch everything that goes in your mouth, especially yes. at the beginning when you don't know
yes.
what you're doing if you've never done it.
Because then if
before.
You don't have results, you're going to say, oh, it didn't work for me. I didn't feel good and it didn't work for me. So there it is. Well, it can work for you. You just have to be
right.
diligent.
And, you know, sometimes you need a little help, yeah. and we've had people that's, you know, joined our membership, or we've had people with our coaching that we've kind of had to walk through with this mm-hmm. to get them to where they needed to be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes you just need a helping hand.
Yeah, and we encourage people to send us messages, send us questions. We are here to help you.
Right, and the more that we can get our message out there and get the questions answered and more people that have positive results, you know, the better off everybody's going to be. And then you can help other people get to where they want to be as well, too.
Mm-hmm. I just had a friend, this is going to come out, I guess, Sunday, which Thanksgiving then was just this past Thursday. I had a friend message me today who's doing keto and she's doing so, so great, but then went off, you know, for Thanksgiving, had some things, and she said, sent a message, I didn't realize how carbs can make you feel so bad, you know, and but she used to feel like that all the time.
Right.
Until she wasn't doing that, and then you think, well, I'll just have some, and then you go back to feeling like, oh my goodness, that I feel terrible, so.
Well, that kind of transitions us into what we're going to talk about anyway, you know, now that Thanksgiving is over, mm-hmm. and... You know, if you've made it through Thanksgiving and you stayed keto, I'm so happy for you.
Yes.
You are doing so well.
Yes.
You've made great choices. But for those of you that maybe didn't make the right choices, mm-hmm. like the friend.
Yeah. Or maybe if you just did like one side, you know,
right.
and you just feel like, oh, that I just don't feel so great now.
So, you know, that's an answer to a lot of people that ask us, can you have cheat days?
Yeah.
And we used to go into great detail about when to have them, how to have them.
And we don't really like to call them cheat days.
No, because it's life.
Right, exactly.
But a lot of times what people will find out is if they do keto a month, 2 months, and then they do eat something they're not supposed to, they feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of helps police themselves mm-hmm. as far as making that choice again. Mm-hmm. So it's really easy sometimes to get people to continue doing keto if we can get them through the first couple of weeks through the keto flu, get them started, make mm-hmm. them feel better,
yeah.
more energy, more clear mind, more mm-hmm. Sleeping better. Mm-hmm. And then when they do go off, then...
But plus the advantage is losing weight.
Yeah.
If you can stay on it a couple of weeks, you are going to lose weight.
Right. So let's say that someone did not stay on keto over Thanksgiving.
Right.
So what would you tell them?
Start right now. Start back. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Don't beat yourself up. Don't worry about what you didn't do. It's over. You've already done it. Just start right here.
Yep.
This is life. Yeah. We are not keto police. We are not. We're here to encourage good health. And want people to feel better and to lose weight and feel better for the long term.
Yeah, this is not a this is not a sprint.
Right.
It's a marathon.
Yes, and everybody is different. Everybody runs differently. Everybody is on a different path.
Different pace.
So, you know.
And everybody's running for a different reason, too.
Exactly. Some, like I, you know, tell people all the time, you know, sometimes, like you said, if you're for the reasons, if you're diabetic, you've got to really be careful because we're talking about a major health diagnosis. So, but if you're not diabetic, you know, then maybe, okay, you know, that doesn't bother you as well. Maybe you can go right back and get right back on it. You know, usually when your body, am I mistaken? I sometimes say things that's not medically correct. But if you have been doing keto for even just a month, and you do go off, you know, have, you know, something. A lot of times your body is, your metabolism, you are able to take care of that. You know, you can get right back into it. You know, as long as you're not going off for days or anything. But, you know, you're getting your body healthy to be able to.
It's fat adapted.
Fat adapted, yes, to be able to get back into doing that.
It's kind of like your body has a memory.
Right.
You're used to burning sugar. Mm-hmm. You go keto, you start burning fat for energy. Mm-hmm. You do that for several months. Mm-hmm. Your body kind of remembers that's how we burn fat. Mm-hmm. You go off Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. You eat some mashed potatoes, mm-hmm. eat a dessert, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And then you start keto the next day. Mm-hmm. Well, your body picks up on that much faster. Right. And a lot of people don't go through the keto flu again.
Right.
Because your body transitions so quickly to being able to start using fat as energy, whereas when you first started, it takes several days to do that.
Right, yeah. And we're not encouraging you to go off. We're just saying we know real life. We're not here to try to make you feel bad. Just get back started today. And what are some things that if they have done, like I didn't do too bad on the mashed potatoes. And we actually had a lot of mashed potatoes left over. And we had a big crowd. We had 16 here for dinner, and we actually had leftover, and I threw them. Actually, I sent them home with Zachary, with our son. I didn't throw them away. I sent them home with Zachary. But, so that wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
But,
so, you talked about,
what are some things we can do?
Yeah. Hopefully you listened to our previous podcast and we talked about what, you know, preparing for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. One of the things we talked about is sending leftovers home with other people.
Yes.
Now, let's say you didn't do that. Let's say they're still sitting in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. What do we do?
Go throw them away.
That's right.
One, they're probably getting... I just watched on a show this morning, on a news show, that how long the leftovers can last, which we keep them a lot longer than that. But just throw them away.
Just throw them away.
Just, you know, for your health, as far as, you know, it being, you know, healthy, as far as it being safe, I guess, whatever the word is. Also, then, just to not tempt you, because you might think, well, I'm not going to, you know, I'm just going to throw it away tomorrow. Somebody, you know, but
you've already spent the money.
Yes. Just throw it in the trash.
You're not going to get your money back for those leftovers. Yeah. So just throw them away.
Just throw them away. Nobody else needs them either. Just throw them away.
So another thing you could do is fast.
Yes.
You know, if you've fasted before or mm-hmm. if you do intermittent fasting, let's just say you do intermittent fasting like a 16-8, like mm-hmm. you fast for 16 hours and eat for 8. Mm-hmm. Why not tomorrow or Monday? Do a 24-hour fast.
Yeah.
All you have to do is get through lunch.
Right.
You know, let's say that Sunday night, you eat dinner, mm-hmm. 6 o'clock. Normally, you don't eat till noon on Monday. Mm-hmm. Just skip that meal and eat 6 o'clock on Monday evening.
Right.
That'll help get you back.
Mm-hmm. Or go as long as you can. Like, it's just...
Yeah, if you go to 4 o'clock.
Exactly.
That's fine.
Yeah.
One thing that I do on a regular basis that really helps is I do a fasted workout mm-hmm. in the mornings, mm-hmm. Sometimes at noon, but usually it's fasting mm-hmm. and it will help. You know, you don't have to work out. You can go for a walk, you know, this week, get up.
Just try to move more.
Yeah. 15 minutes early. Go for a 15 minute walk mm-hmm. in the morning. Get used to doing something different.
Mm-hmm. I encourage, I use a Fitbit, you know, but just try to watch and just get in as many steps as you can. Just move a little bit extra than what you normally would.
Right. Another thing you could do is you can do a carnivore diet. Yes. Now, a lot of people are taken back by that. Mm-hmm. You know, what is a carnivore diet? Carnivore diet is just where you eat meat.
Yep, carnivore.
And, you know, you don't have the vegetables. You don't have those things with you.
Right.
And if you eat a carnivore diet, nose to tail, that mm-hmm. includes the whole, everything like the liver, mm-hmm. do bone broth and things like that. You can do a carnivore diet and get all your nutrients that you need. Mm-hmm. But we're not talking about doing that.
I was going to say, for short term, you don't even need that.
All we're talking about is just for a week.
Or even if you did 3 days.
Yeah.
3 days to a week, whatever you can.
Yeah, just do a carnivore.
Because it does get boring.
And you're going to decrease your carbs.
Yeah, but because, it's easy.
Yeah.
Because all you do is just eat meat.
All you eat meat. You know, mm-hmm. do the 16-8, do a fast somewhere through there, mm-hmm. eat a carnivore diet, do some fasted work, cardio or workout, mm-hmm. do any, mm-hmm. do all of them.
Yep.
And that's going to help you get back started as well, too.
Yep.
Now, some of you, if you're like us, you know, well, not me, Danae, she cooked for Thursday. Mm-hmm. We've been eating leftovers and this and that, you know, probably tomorrow. We're going to have to get ready for this week's meals. Mm-hmm. Do some meal prepping. Mm-hmm. You know, just go buy what you need. Get, you know, we threw away the leftovers. We got all that out of the house. Mm-hmm. Do some meal prepping. It's there. So you'll be able to get mm-hmm. started.
Get all your salad prep.
Cut your vegetables
good
salad, up.
Yep, get some good salads going. Have some meat prepared. Get a rotisserie. If you don't feel like, if you've like me and you've been cooking, it's like, okay, I'm tired of cooking. So just get... You know, like Kevin picked up today, even though we just had turkey, I know, but he picked up a rotisserie chicken. Then we can have that with salad. You can have that just rotisserie chicken. You know, if we wanted to have no vegetables with it, you can make some steamed broccoli, Brussels sprouts.
Real easy. Make it simple this week.
Make it simple.
Especially if you've cooked this week.
Right. You're getting ready for your decorating for Christmas. And
everybody gets busy. Gets busy during this time.
Yeah. So make it easy, but plan meals or you will... Just be lazy and go back. You've already had some carbs, and you're just going to think, well, I already had that. May as well have this. Don't do it.
Right.
We encourage you. Yep.
So lastly, what we want to talk about is a lot of people have the mindset of, well, I went off Thanksgiving. I didn't do exactly what I was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. I ate some things I shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Christmas is coming up. Mm-hmm. Why
What's
bother?
The point? Yeah.
Let's just wait till January 1st.
Right. Do it.
Well, it's December 1st. If you're listening to this when the podcast comes out,
yeah,
you've got 75 meals. If you eat 3 meals a day, mm-hmm. you've got 75 meals between now and Christmas. Mm-hmm. Now, you may have some Christmas parties before then, mm-hmm. but you know, you're going to have 50, 60 at least before you start the holiday season as far as eating.
Right.
That's 50 to 75 meals that you can get a head start mm-hmm. on getting back to where you need to be mm-hmm. or getting started to where you want to be before even Christmas starts, before New Year starts.
Right.
You know, just sit and think. 3 weeks from now, if I get back to where I'm supposed to be doing, look where I'm going to be at.
Right.
You know, you're going to feel so much better during the holiday season.
Yep.
We talked about being fat adapted mm-hmm. to where you can go from being a sugar burner to a fat burner real quick. Mm-hmm. So if you start getting prepared now, that's going to help if you do decide to go off keto again at Thanksgiving.
Christmas.
Then you're going to be able to switch back to being a fat mm-hmm. burner much more quickly.
Yeah. Think about, like you said, think about the how you're going to feel.
Right.
Do start back today. Do today, tomorrow, all the way up through Christmas, how... You're going to feel so much better taking Christmas pictures, your Christmas outfits. And,
right.
you know, I mean, for women, you know, I don't know if men really necessarily care about that. But, you know, just feeling better and just, you know, feeling you don't want to be so tired and run down. It's going to be you want to be able to be there for your family and have energy and enjoy your time with your family. And you can do that. But like you said, don't put off and think, well, I've already blown it, so why not just wait till January 1?
Right.
So
get started today.
Yes.
That's our encouragement for what you want to do.
Yep, and you can do it.
Now, if you guys are struggling or if you're having questions, you know, we would really like for you guys to email us. I'm sure if you have that question, other people will have that same question. If you have any questions about what we talked about today, you know, shoot us an email. Like our Facebook page and ask it on there. That way other people can see the question as well, too. If you need to private message or something, that's fine, too. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Mm-hmm. You know, if you found this episode helpful, we would like to know. We would like to know if these are the topics that you'd like us to discuss. If you have other topics that you'd like us to discuss as well, too, let us know. We're always open. Again, most people... you know, where I see several people a day for this and other things as well, too. But everybody seems to have the same question, mm-hmm. so it's fine. Feel free to reach out for us. And, you know, we have some free resources on our website. Don't forget about that. Mm-hmm. It's ourketogeniclife.com. It has the starting guides and food lists and things like that as well, too.
Mm-hmm. And we wanted to end... today with the verse and with the December 1st, the first Sunday in December, for those who celebrate Jesus' birth, we start an Advent calendar. So an Advent, of course, means coming in Latin. But the first candle or the first Sunday is a purple candle, and it's the candle of hope. And we can have hope because God is faithful, and he will keep the promises made to us. Our hope comes from God. And our verse is from Romans 15, 12, and 13. This is the Amplified of Bible, but it's Romans 15, 12, and 13. And further, Isaiah says, "There shall be a sprout from the root of Jesse, he who rises to rule over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles hope. May the God of your hope so fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound and be overflowing with hope." And that is our start of Advent, is that Jesus is our hope for this season. And let that encourage you.
Yes, he's came once and he's coming again.
Yes.
So... we hope that that this has encouraged you. And just remember, be fit and be faithful.
This podcast is for informational purposes only. No patient-provider relationship is implied or established. This podcast in no way represents the practice of medicine. The information given is to be used at the listener's own risk. Please consult your provider before making any changes, as the contents of this podcast is no substitution for your provider's instruction.